Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I have a very special guest today. Matter of fact, he was on the air with us yesterday. I think he's turning into a real radio celebrity, and he seems to like it. Our special guest today is Archangel Michael, and if you read the show information, you will probably be aware that he is here to work on clearing the etheric body. However, before we get involved with that, I want to just read a little bit of something that we prepared, he and I, that gives a little background of how the etheric works, its connection to the physical, to the emotional system, and how disease comes into the body. So I'm going to read this, and it is discussing that body, that etheric body. You are probably aware that the body has a field around it that is made up of refined particles that usually people cannot see with the unaided eye. We call this the etheric body. This part was sent forth from the soul as a stepping down of energy in which to create the physical body. Since the etheric body is more spiritual than physical, it has a more direct connection between the creative processes of the mind and the physical. Other than physical accidents where a bone has been broken or an organ injured, most illnesses start through the printing of emotional energy to this body first, which then impresses the physical in some manner. Therefore, it becomes advisable and necessary to clear this energy body before it can pass through any discordant messages to the physical. When someone allows discordant energy to become a part of this energy body, disease results, even if it takes some time for it to materialize. If one holds negative emotions after an interaction with a friend or an acquaintance, it is best to clear this from the energy body as quickly as possible. We gave an example of clearing thoughts, which are grievances held against another. But these discordant thoughts can follow thought processes containing negative thoughts and emotions against ourselves also. So thoughts of fear, thoughts of feeling not good enough, or measuring up to someone else's standards plays a role in the beginning of disease in our own physical bodies. And so I have called Archangel Michael to come forth and clear negative thinking from your energy fields. He tells me that he is not here to clear disease if it has evolved to that state of mind, but rather use our healing shows on Saturdays and Wednesdays for that, as thought has gone far enough to involve several physical systems. He is using this demonstration so you can understand how this works and how to clear your own energy system. This is the reason for this show. So, my friends, I'm going to give you this number here. It's a toll-free number in case you haven't called into the show before. It's 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, we have a toll-free number there. It's 888-815-9750. Now, let's talk a little bit about discordant thoughts. You know, sometimes we might have a different point of view for, when we are talking to a friend, and the difference in the point of view might become, how shall we say, more intense, so that you walk away from the situation not feeling very well, either about yourself or about the other person. We've talked about this on our shows before, that energy cords are placed down between two people. And so we'll get back to the explanation, or the deeper explanation, after we talk to our caller. And your name, please? Hello.
Hello. Hi, Carolyn. This is Fran.
Hi, Fran. Interesting topic, isn't it, Fran?
Yes.
Now, you had a call for a particular reason. What was on your mind without giving details? Did you have, say, a confrontation?
I can't, Carolyn, I can't hear you on this line.
Oh, I said there was.
Hello?
Did you hear that, Fran?
No.
The people at BBS said if you turn off the internet for a second, you'll be able to hear me more clearly.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's new to me, huh?
First of all, there's some a hesitation in the feed between our conversation and what comes out on the internet.
Okay.
And so that becomes confusing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. As I was saying, Fran, you probably called in because you had a specific reason. And, you know, without giving people's names or details, did you have, say, a feeling that was an unhappy feeling after having a confrontation with someone, or did you feel that somebody's carrying a grudge against you?
Yes, I have a long-standing, it's not a grudge, it's a long-standing trigger issue with an old friend, and we both worked on it, and we're pretty mature about it usually, but sometimes it triggers when we're together. And then, you know, we're off into the battle, and
so you put on your boxing gloves at that point, huh?
Well, neither one of us is really sure why it gets triggered exactly.
Ah.
There's something from childhood or whatever.
Or a past life or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still not resolved because it blew up a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I guess I'm not sure whether it can be resolved really by talk, you know, by discussion.
Well, I'm going to connect with Archangel Mikael and see what he has to say about this. But first of all, I would like to say that it is a very good thing that, number one, you recognize that there is some kind of trigger. And I'm saying this not so much for you, but for others who might be out in the audience. First of all, you're recognizing that there is a trigger of some sort between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the two of you seem willing to work on this, but for whatever reason, it is not being resolved. And so, yes, now is time to work a little bit more deeply on the situation. But I just wanted to acknowledge what you have done and say, yes, you're coming about this in a very mature manner, and blessings to you, because sometimes people become involved in these relationships and they don't take time to stop and think that there's something going on that is beyond their understanding, and let's see if we could correct it. They walk away carrying bad feelings, and those feelings become deeper, and instead of trying to resolve it, they start holding grudges against one another, which is bad for both people. But you're not doing that. And I, you know, honor you for that you're trying to resolve this. So let's connect to our friend here and see what he has to say. In a short period of time, because we can't always give all of the words to describe a situation, he will show me images so we can get there very quickly. And he is showing, he is holding in one hand a globe. And this is very fascinating because I haven't seen him do this before. And interestingly enough, you might find this interesting. The globe is not a picture of the Earth. It is another planet.
Hmm.
And he is saying, Yes, there has. And he's showing two people kind of touching elbows, not so much in a loving manner, but kind of little, one trying to, like, edge the other out a little, getting into jockeying for position is what I'm hearing him saying.
Uh-huh.
And so what he is indicating here is that the two of you have had many lifetimes on this planetary system and on others. And the two of you, and he shows me the two of you spiraling around together, not sparring, sparring in the sense that the two of you have traveled together through many dimensions, and that there is a very deep soul connection between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is going on here is not something that has happened in this particular lifetime, but it has been brought here. It is a bit of a competition, he says.
A bit of a what?
Competition.
Competition.
Do you feel that sometimes when you talk to each other?
Well, yeah, perhaps. Yeah. We each have different, totally different ideas about how to go about things.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
As do most humans.
Yeah.
And so he's going to do two things. The first thing that he's going to do is give you the background as to what is happening here. And then secondly, he's going to clear the issue. And that's why he wants you to understand where this originated and how this originated. Because what he is saying is that many humans, not just the two of you, but many humans find that if someone that they really care about, that they've had a deep relationship with, if they do not agree with their point of view, one person feels that they are not being accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is an issue here of this deep sense of wanting to be acknowledged, of wanting to be loved, and wanting to feel accepted by the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what presents the stumbling block.
Mm-hmm.
And to evolve out of that stumbling block, whether it's you and your friend or other people, let the other person know that you are accepting their viewpoint, that it is an honorable viewpoint, that a lot of people feel have that viewpoint, but in your particular situation, that's not your viewpoint. And bring the idea out first of your acceptance of their viewpoint, and that it is a valid viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And that in discussions, many times, when two human beings speak, and again, he's not necessarily talking about you in this situation, but just human beings in general, they bring forth their viewpoints, and there's other things going on in the person's mind besides you and your conversation that they have been conditioned from the past, either through their parents, on the job, that there's a lot going on other than your conversation that you're having with this individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you find that you're in a relationship with an individual, well, you know, there are just some people where you feel like you really got to be careful how you say your words, what you say your words. There's kind of like an intensity there, like you're almost walking on eggs, like
mm-hmm.
the other person's just waiting for you to say something that is going to be inflammatory in some fashion. And so when you or another person meets someone like this, start the conversation out that way because it diffuses the defense system. And
mm-hmm.
so diffusing the defense system first is how one builds confidence in a relationship, that people look for a relationship to feel protected, to feel safe. Mm-hmm. And when two people love one another and they're building up a relationship, if they don't feel safe in the other person's hands, so to speak, then mm-hmm. they bring in their defenses and fire back. And so this is one way to build up a safe relationship between two people, making them feel secure by first of all saying they have something along the lines of, and you bring it according to your own personality, you know, I value your opinion. A lot of people feel that way. It's a valid opinion. However, I see things a little differently. And now, he has stopped giving that information, but this is myself, Carolyn Evers, saying, I think this is a very valid viewpoint in which he brings in. I've seen this work with many people, so not just your friend, but this particular situation. If you find yourself again in this situation or in another, build up the other person's confidence first before you disagree. Mm-hmm. And it is when people become annoyed with another person, many times they feel threatened in some fashion. So I'm saying this not for you, but for other people. When you have a conversation with someone and there is some negativity involved, then look into the situation and ask yourself, what did I say that they felt threatened about? So now we're going to go back to Archangel Michael, Fran,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to ask, he's so wonderful, I tell you. Oh, this Archangel is so loving towards human beings. He is so patient. He is so tolerant. And he's going to kind of lead you into a little meditation first, and it is for your own healing on other levels. He is saying that there is healing required here on other levels besides the confrontation that you have with your friend that you speak of. And so the reason he is doing this now is he wants to heal other areas also besides just this interaction with your friend. And so he is saying, Fran, to first of all, take a deep breath, because that helps to eliminate some of the tension between the physical body and the etheric body, that there are tensions that can build up because of the emotions. And so he says, take a deep breath and allow that to exhale slowly. To inhale again a little bit deeper if you can, and just hold the breath for a second, and then allow it to be released, knowing that in this release that you are allowing the tension in the body to go with the breath. And to inhale again, and on this inhale, imagine God's love and light coming through your crown chakra, throughout your whole body, clearing out all of any feelings that you have of negativity, any tenseness that you have, and then on that exhale, just to know that you are now in the hands of God's love. And now he is building up energy. I feel it coming through my body, through my voice, and he is saying that right now, put your consciousness in the heart center, in the center of your chest. Just put your consciousness there and feel the safety of that. Feel the love of Source. Feel the safety of what love brings to the physical body, and he is uniting you now with Source's love. See that love as white light coming through the crown chakra. See it going through the body. It is like effervescent bubbles that comes through the body, and as it's coming through the body, it is clearing anything that needs to be cleared throughout the body. And as you see these effervescent bubbles of white light, you place the thought in your mind, I am cleared, I am healed, and I thank God for this blessing that I am a child of the Maker. And see all of the black debris coming out of the physical, and it is, if you look down at your feet, if you just close your eyes and take your senses now and look down at your feet, you will see the dark particles moving out through the body, through the bottom, the soles of your feet, where it is being transferred by the light, where it is being cleared, where it is being turned into other energies out into the cosmos to be used for other functions. Nothing is ever lost. Nothing is ever really destroyed but changed. And now as you see the ending, keep watching the dark particles coming out of the soles of your feet. He is saying it is almost cleared. It is still in the process. Bless them as they leave. Bless them as they are transmuted. And bless your own body now as it being filled with now golden light. It is the golden light now that seals the white light, which is the language of God. And now as all of that debris has been released, now take your consciousness and look at that energy body that is surrounding your physical body. It should be right at this moment glowing. If you cannot see it, then intuit it. If you cannot intuit it, then declare that it is so, that the energetic body around the physical now is completely cleared. It is sparkling, and it is full of God's light and love. And then declare in your heart, and so it is. You feeling a little better, Fran?
Yes, that's lovely.
Yes.
I can intuit the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I am not seeing it yet, but I know it's there.
And he said that is okay, because the more one practices this, the more that they get to the point where they start to see it etherically.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're intuiting it, you know it is there, and when you're at that point that you can't quite see it, practice with it. Now, what he is saying about this frame is the etheric body has been cleared, and this is not a lifelong event that tomorrow you can be involved in another situation with either the same individual because they haven't decided that they're clearing their issue yet, though it will be easier for you now not to become involved in it because your soul has decided that this is going to be cleared, that the other individual, until they clear what has been brought over from the past, there might be another situation that will arise, but you will have more strength now to be able to fuse the situation and walk away without becoming enmeshed in the negativity. And so he is asking you to remember what we just did tonight or today, and if you can't remember to do this yourself, if this situation arises, then to go to the archives when they are up and to follow this meditation again for you whenever you feel there is a need to have a clearing done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, blessings to you, Fran.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening, dear.
Thank you, Archangel Michael.
Yes, he is so beautiful. I have been working with him for some time, and it is a trust and a rapport that you build up between anybody that you know you work with, and you learn to trust them and love them. And I have come to feel and know his intense love for humanity. To me, he is probably more aligned. I think all of the archangels and angels love us very dearly, but it seems like he understands us. He understands our weaknesses. He understands our strengths. He understands the little foibles that we have, and it is because we have come with him to work on this planetary sphere, and so he knows us in such an intimate manner, and he sees us as masters, as the masters that we are. And we keep putting these little struggles in our path, and he sees beyond that. So when you need it again, Fran, listen to the archive, and I'm sure it will be of great assistance to you, dear.
Yes, thank you so much, Sharon.
Okay, goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Okay. So the purpose of this show is to help bring understanding to everyone that the emotional system that we are working with is extremely important. And our day-to-day relationships that we have with family and friends, you know, so many times it seems like those that we love very dearly are the ones who seem to be able to hurt us the most, because we expect so much from them, and perhaps we expect more from them than what we should be expecting from them. But this day-to-day living that we are doing, if we allow our emotional system that is inside of the etheric body to be filled with negative input from others or from ourselves, it can form patterns, and in those patterns, if we hold that pattern long enough, it will, and it's not cleared, it can awaken, or shall we say, twist itself in such a manner that it then releases itself as a physical disease. And so we have another individual who is called in, and your name, please.
My name is Moraine.
Lorraine?
Moraine, like M-A Rain, Moraine.
Oh, hi, Moraine.
Hi.
That's an interesting name.
Hi.
Yes. It's a different name.
Yeah.
And you are calling, apparently, that there's an issue that you want it to clear and resolve?
Well, I do have some, and I feel that because this is a radio show, mm-hmm. if Archangel Michael feels that that I need to have my etheric cleared, then it's probably better. Well, let me ask him if it does need to be cleared, whether it can be done now or whether we need to talk about anything.
Well, yeah, let's talk about this a little bit first. You said, did you say that you had a son? Is that what you said?
No, I don't. I've never had any children.
Oh, well, then I misunderstood what you said. Was there an individual that you felt some conflict with?
Well, I have a friend that I've had for several years, and a male friend, and we don't have much contact, but we have a deep connection, and I'm aware that we trigger each other a lot. And,
you do what to each other?
Pardon? Trigger, you know.
Trigger,
like,
okay, trigger, uh-huh.
There's a deep soul connection between us,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, if there's anything that can be cleared in that relationship.
So you would like peace with this individual,
yeah,
it sounds
yeah,
like.
All the time. Not, you know, not that
mm-hmm.
I...
So you've had a friend. I'm just kind of recapping what you're saying. You've had a friend, a
mm-hmm.
male friend, and there are times when you feel that there is a trigger going off between the two of you and things aren't as peaceful as you would like them to be, and you would like to turn this around to a more peaceful relationship. Is that kind of the gist?
Yes, that would be good. That would be good, yeah.
Okay. Let me see what our dear friend has to about this.
Okay.
You know, I was kind of amused because, you know, people write newspaper columns about, you know, advice from different people, and I was thinking of Archangel Michael in that role of giving advice, except he's doing it on the radio. I just love it. What an idea. He is repeating something to me that he said yesterday, and that is, even though this might seem like a very unusual method of making contact with human beings, that he and the rest of the spiritual hierarchy will use any tool that is available to them to help people along the path towards ascension. Because, you see, something that we did not discuss earlier is, as part of the clearing for ascension, it is necessary for us to clear our etheric of the things that are going on in our lifetimes right now, and to clear the DNA from past connections, which is what we work with on our two healing shows. So that really is one of he's saying the first thing he wants to do, of course, is to serve humanity, the person who is calling on the phone. But secondly, to plant the seed of thought in others to become more aware of the burdens that they carry. And the reason people are carrying these burdens and they're not aware of them is because this is energy, and the energy of relationships. And in this energy of relationships, people do not always see the energy. They don't take the time to work on seeing into their etheric body, and so they're not seeing these negative emotions accumulating in the etheric body. And so the show today is twofold, to help the caller and also to make others who listen to this more aware of what's happening in the etheric body, with the idea, of course, as to how to clear this. And so I'm going to turn to our friend. Excuse me for chuckling, because there's just something about him that is so joyful, that is so full of life, that every time I send my attention towards him, I can't help but feel his joy. And it just makes me want to chuckle and laugh. And he is saying that to his joy. He says that joy is the foundation of bliss. And he notices that the human race is not as joyful today. They are not as happy as they could be, and therefore they are missing out on some of the bliss that they could be attaining. And to think joy, to think of those things that bring joy into your life, and think of them often, and then examine that emotion, to hold that emotion of joy, because that leads to other positive emotions. So, well, that was interesting, telling us how to get to the joyous state. But let us ask him now on this relationship, this trigger with your friend, and see what he has to say about that. He is showing me a picture of the two of you before you came into this lifetime. And this, of course, is on the soul level, on the planning stage, before you actually chose the biology of your parents. And the two of you have been teachers to one another for, he is saying, again, that the two of you have spiraled through many lifetimes here on this planet, and the two of you have been helpmates in past incarnations where the two of you have come and volunteered to help each other find their soul mission and fulfilling the goals that your souls had for this incarnation. So he is saying that when you see his face, look upon him as the teacher, that sometimes the things that he says might seem to be irritating you, but they are said because he is remembering his answer to prod you in certain directions to help with your soul's goals for this lifetime. And with that in mind, he is saying, first of all, think back on an event where there was a trigger that brought unhappiness between the two of you, and go over his point of view and go over your point of view. Not that you're necessarily accepting his point of view, but he is showing me now this friend is holding up a mirror to you, that this is how he is serving you, by being the mirror. And the mirror can be illustrating a point of view, not necessarily what he really believes in, but he is holding this mirror to you so you could see the reflection of your thoughts and your point of view. Now, sometimes they mesh with one another and they agree with one another, and sometimes they don't. So go over the conversation. What was his point of view? What was your point of view? And then when you disassemble the conversation and you look at it in terms of the point of view, and then you decide which point of view is the one that you should follow. Was he showing you the mirror so that you could examine your point of view, or was he one at that particular moment disagreeing with your point of view to challenge you, to help you awaken to a higher choice of action? So that is the role that he is playing in your life. And sometimes, and what Archangel Michael is saying, that sometimes he's showing now a horse, not that you're a horse, but the concept of when a person who holds the reins pulls too tight on the bridle, it chafes the animal's mouth, or you might look at it as somebody stepping on your toes, that sometimes these points of view or differences of points of view can become very sharp, and so you feel offended, or he might even feel offended, but it is because if you look at some of the past times when you've triggered one another, it is because it is over the same facet of some point that hasn't been resolved. And so each time that point comes up, that it becomes a little bit more intense. So it hasn't been liberated, so to speak. So that is what Archangel Michael is telling you about this particular friend, that he is the mirror. He has come here in love. He is here to assist you. In this lifetime, he is the teacher and you are the student. In other lifetimes, you have been the teacher and he has been the student. That you have gone from teacher to student, and this has been your role with one another. Now he is saying that what he's going to do is help you clear that. So first he wanted to give you the concept behind what was causing the friction and how you might eliminate the friction or at least soothe it. And to help you understand the role of this individual in your life. And you chose not to have a closer relationship than what you have right now, because if the relationship was any closer than this, that it might be overwhelming to you. So there is some distance now in the relationship, though there have been times in the past when the two of you have been spouses to one another, and you decided that that relationship was a little bit too intense, so you have stepped back a little bit and are now, and that is another, he's trying to explain to you why the relationship is as it is. So now he is also saying that what we're doing here is healing your etheric body, clearing your etheric body, but unless your friend clears his etheric body, that he might come back with the same intensity. But now that you have some understanding of the situation, that you might be able to diffuse this on your own so that there's not another confrontation, so to speak. So he is saying that what he would like for you to do is, again, take a deep breath, if you will, because there is a tension between the physical body and the etheric body where this emotion is generated, and it is almost like a spark plug between the two, and there needs to be a deep breath taken. So if you would take a deep breath, and you might be finding a little bit of difficulty in doing this because there are some tensions there right now, and you might not be able to reach the full stage of relaxation. And he, again, is suggesting that to listen to the archive at a future date when you were able to relax the body more than it is relaxed now, and listen to it at a time when you were feeling more serene. And it would be helpful if, when you listen to the radio show, that you burned a candle first. To look into the light and concentrate, focus on the light, on the candle. Do that for a minute or two. And it is necessary for you to do this because there is some training needed, that there hasn't been the time spent on meditation that could be spent. And for one who does not meditate enough, focusing on a lit candle helps to focus a thought, and that is what meditation is about, is focusing the thought. So when you listen to this, look into the flame of a candle for a minute or two, and so that you focus, and then listen to this and relax with each breath, because the body is a little too tense right now to receive the full benefit of the clearing, though some of the clearing will be done, but it will be more effectively done when the body is relaxed. So take another breath and breathe in, knowing that the breath of life is what motivates the entire body like it is the engine, that the breath holds prana from the sun, and it is the engine that moves the bodily functions, the breath. There is great ability in the breath that we do not think about what the breath is doing for the body, but it has great regenerative powers. And so breathe in deeply, knowing that you breathe in source's energy, and wait for a second, and then exhale slowly, allowing at that breath, to be released in that breath, all of the cares. See yourself as if you were floating on water. It is a very serene lake, and there you are. You're floating on this lake without a care, without a thought, without any anxiety, and to take another breath, knowing that what is in that breath is energy from the sun, which has been sent by Source. It is part of the connection between Source and human beings, the energy that is found in the breath. And do this a couple times, another time where you're breathing in, seeing Source's light and love as if it is coming in the breath of the air. Just focus on that for a second. It is filling your entire body. It is relaxing every organ. It is relaxing every part of the human body, your mind, your heart. Nothing at the moment is pulling at your attention other than just relaxing and floating on the lake. This is a very warm lake, just comfortable to the skin, because the lake has been infused with this same love. And there you are, floating on this lake of love, breathing in the energies of Source as it moves through the entire body. And take another breath. See it coming in, relaxing every organ, letting you know that you are loved. Feel the love. Feel Source's love. And as you feel this love, it is moving through your entire physical body. And as it is doing that, take your consciousness now and look at the energy body that is surrounding the physical. It is only a very narrow energy body. It is sort of like just along the edges of the entire body. And if you focus on this, you might see or feel or intuit areas that seem dark, areas that are vying for your attention. And so as you see this area, it is your intention now to use Source's energy to clear this. And I am feeling the energy coming through my body. It is coming through my voice, and it is coming down to your energy body. Archangel Mikael is focusing this in your direction. See all the cares move out of the physical, out of the energetic body, into the lake, where the lake takes it away and transmutes it into the beautiful energy on top of the lake, and that it filters back up into the cosmos, where it is transmuted and where love guards everything, including your heart, including your soul. And now take in another breath. Feel love. Enter through your nose. Enter through the entire body. See it glow. see it glow. Know that you are loved. And so, my dear Archangel Mikael is saying to you now that you can listen to the archive and you can do this meditation whenever you feel troubled, and know that when you feel this tenseness that you had earlier, that you can release all of this by going through this meditation. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Did it feel good?
Yes, it did.
And he says this is available to you anytime that you wish.
Thank you. Both of you are dearly beloved.
Yes. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
And so, my friends, all of you are not able to call on the show during this time. And what Archangel Mikael is saying is that you can use the archive. You can listen to the meditation with both of these individuals, and you can clear your aura with this, that the energy that he has passed from source through himself, and he's showing me now his sword as he does this. He passes this energy from source through his sword through my voice. He is showing my voice like the vibration of breath. And so the energy that he brought down came through my voice. It was going out as an energetic breath message, and it not only went through the caller, but it will be recorded in the archive. And because all life is a vibration, you can tune into the archive and you can receive the same clearing and the same healing as these two individuals who called in. So listen to that if you weren't able to call in. And you would like a healing of this sort. Now you can do that. Now for other clearings where perhaps disease has entered the physical, you can call on my Saturday shows. We just did one with the spiritual hierarchy yesterday. So Caroline and I won't be on until not next Saturday, but the Saturday after. Charlene is with me on Wednesdays. We can work on that clearing. And so, friends, it is amazing how fast an hour goes, because we probably have a minute or two. And in that minute, I would like to suggest that you go to my website, www.carolynevers.com. Consider joining us for one of the conference calls or all of them. We have a monthly subscription. The right up at the top right-hand corner, you can see our schedule for October. You have a little demonstration of what Archangel Mikael does, and when the spiritual hierarchy come on the conference calls, it is quite remarkable. If your soul is prompting you to join us, please do. Also, remember Journey to the Other Side, the information that comes from the spiritual hierarchy on ascension is quite remarkable. And so, my friends, it is time just about to say goodbye. We are practically up to the moment, and I would like to say thank you for listening. My next show will be on Wednesday with Charlene. And so all of you, with my love, goodbye for now.